With a deadline looming, California is planning to spend more than $220 million to bring driver's licenses and state identification cards up to federal standards. More from KVCR's Rick Dulock.
Governor Jerry Brown's revised budget proposal includes money to help process an expected flood of applications for cards that comply with the U.S. Real ID Act. The act was enacted in 2005 to make IDs more secure in the wake of the September 11th terrorist attacks. The original deadline was 2008, but it was repeatedly extended because states had trouble complying. California and about 20 other states were granted extensions, but the stakes have risen because the Trump administration has set a deadline of October 1st, 2020. After that, air travelers won't be able to use non-compliant cards as proof of identification at airport security checkpoints. The new cards, which carry special markings, will be available in California as of next January 2nd, but people must apply for them in person at Department of Motor Vehicle offices, not online or by mail. Judging by the experiences of other states, about 20 million people could apply, according to the Sacramento Bee. Applicants must provide more documentation than currently needed, including a birth certificate or other proof of birth, and proof that they are legal California residents and have a Social Security number. Brown's budget would provide $220.6 million to hire 2,700 workers over the next 6 years, fund a marketing campaign about the cards, and pay for overtime and other costs of keeping more DMV offices open on Saturdays to meet the demand. For KVCR News, I'm Rick Dulock.